And here comes our pal, L.E. McCulloch, great musician and writer. And today we're excited to talk to him about a brand new adaptation of Perseverance, One Holocaust Survivor's Journey from Poland to America, which will be staged by Prime Stage Theater at the new Hazlett Theater, April 15th and 16th. Hi, L.E., how are you?
Well, pretty good, Larry, and thanks for having us on and helping to spread the word about a really incredible Pittsburgh story, ultimately.
Yeah, can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes, well, there was a man named Melvin Goldman who grew up in Poland in the 1920s and 30s. He and his family were victims of the Nazi Holocaust. Of the entire family, only he and his younger brother survived, and they both ended up around 1950 in Pittsburgh as refugees because their family business had been a metal factory. And it turns out, in Pittsburgh, somebody just said, well, there's a lot of metal in Pittsburgh. There you go. But it turns out Melvin Goldman was an incredible jewelry maker, an incredible metal smith, and he opened his shop at the corner of Darlington and Murray Avenue in the 1950s, and for about the next 30 years, he was there. And if you were in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood, at some point you probably would have run into him, but he was just an average, ordinary-looking guy, and you would never have guessed that he was a survivor of this incredible, you know, evil, the World War II Holocaust. And while he was in his shop at odd moments, he would have a cassette tape recorder and record just reminiscences of his life. Just thoughts.
Wow.
All kinds of, you know, he would recount things from the concentration camp. He would talk about his family. He would talk about people he'd met in Pittsburgh. And again, just thoughts on how to essentially rebuild and reclaim your life after something that has happened. 20 years after he died, in 1996, his daughter, Lee Goldman Keichel, was married, had her own family, and discovered the box of these tapes and listened to them. And at one point on the tape, her father says, boy, it'd be great if somebody could tell, make a book out of this. And she did. And in 2019, she honored that wish and told his story, which he had never really wanted to talk about during his life because of the trauma. But now the book that she wrote, Perseverance, One Holocaust Survivor's Journey from Poland to America, has been adapted and will be presented in stage form by Prime Stage Theater, and I was very honored and privileged to be chosen to write that adaptation and essentially tell that story. And there's a lot of Pittsburgh in it, because I think one of the things, and Melvin Goldman makes this point, and any kind of refugee or person going to a new place, if that community is welcoming and embracing, it makes your journey a whole lot easier. And he talks very often about how Pittsburgh, what was really essential, the community here, and not just the Jewish community, but the entire community of Pittsburgh, really helped with his essentially healing process. So that's what it is. There's a lot of humor in the play. Melvin was an incredibly witty and fun guy, and essentially the play just sort of shows his personality as he goes through, you know, a day in the jewelry shop, but referencing all these things from his past. And it just shows what you need, what kind of characteristics a person needs then and now to get through something like this. And the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh is a co-presenter. Every April, they and Prime Stage have a Genocide Awareness Month, in which they have a play from different parts of the world talking about, you know, how to stop genocide and people who survived it. And also the Kosciuszko Foundation, Polish Cultural Foundation, also has helped sponsor this. So, it's going to be an interesting story, I think, for people to see. And then Lee Keichel's book is incredible, because it's got her father's story in his words, and then it has her remembrances of him and interpretation of what those things mean. And it's pretty interesting.
It's amazing to think that he kept those tapes, and that his daughter found them posthumously listened to them. And what an honor for you to have this commission to create the play. Now, April 15th and April 16th at 8 p.m. and 2:30, respectively, at the New Hazlett Theater, presented by Prime Stage. But then thereafter, there are a number of opportunities to see the play streaming, and that will be especially good for classroom use or for other opportunities. Maybe you want to take a peek at the book beforehand or prepare yourself. I think it's good that you're doing it because for a lot of people, while seeing it live at the theater would be a very powerful experience, some people might prefer seeing it in their own home, given the themes.
Absolutely.
And just the memories. I can remember meeting so many Holocaust survivors growing up, and there are fewer and fewer that we can hear from directly. And this play, while not featuring a survivor live, that person's words are throughout the play. So congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a great opening and a great work. Anything else you'd like to mention, Ellie?
Well, it's part of Prime Stage Theater. They're essentially are an educational theater company. They bring literature to life, all kinds, and they have connections all over the world with a program they call the Global Classroom. And over the years, they've had a dozen or so countries where students actually, you know, will see the streaming broadcast, and then actually get to talk to some of the actors who are just incredible. I mean, they really do bring this story to life. The fellow that plays Melvin Goldman is a local actor named David Nachman. He just inhabits that role. But then again, Melvin's tapes made it, I don't want to say easy, but his thoughts, his insights, he just expressed them so cogently and articulately. Just wondering basically the question, why? Why does the Holocaust happen? Why do people engage in it? What's going on with the human race? So it's more than just the nitty gritty things of like the, you know, daily life. It's, he really was able to, you know, offer some philosophy on the human condition. And all that was in the tapes. And he was doing that while we were all walking down the street below, or maybe hanging out in the National Record Mart, which was underneath the shop for many years. And you just think, here's somebody that's just in a way, a whole world away from your experience. But now you're going to be connected with it. So, yeah, and everybody should tell their family story. That's the other thing. I hope at the end of the play, people say, yeah, I want to read this book and learn more about history, real history, but also just saying, what about my family? Did anything dramatic happen, or how did I get here? So Lee Goldman Keichel putting this book together and Prime Stage getting the theater end of it together, it's going to, I think, a lot of people going to benefit from that.
Well, best wishes for a good run. We've linked to primestage.com for folks to find out more. Thanks for being with us, Ellie. Hope to see you soon. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Larry.
That's Ellie McCulloch, and it's called Perseverance, One Holocaust Survivor's Journey from Poland to America. It being a new play based on the book of the same title, running April 15th and 16th at New Hazlett Theater.